When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic Family Podcast, where my dad is continually trying to dupe his children into believing that he's frozen on FaceTime. We're the Golic Family, and I have long since abandoned the formal intros on this one here. I'm Mike Golic Jr., my dad Mike Golic Sr., but that's not what we're here to talk about this week, because this week is about two people. As we are recording this podcast, preparing for the wedding event of the spring between my sister, Sydney Golic, and my mom, Christine Golic, together in getting this wedding ready. Ben Broniker is also going to be there reprising the role of soon-to-be husband here. Although, Ben, I have to imagine you having seen this project up close and personal for as long as you have now, kind of understand it could very well be those two at the altar.
Oh, absolutely. But I think I'll have a front row seat to the whole shenanigans. So I'll at least enjoy some free food and beverage.
I'll have a front row seat to my wedding.
Yes. Oh. I'm so excited to see how it all comes together this weekend.
Well, no kidding. I mean, I think as Ben has found out, it has blossomed an incredible relationship with you, Sydney, and the wedding planner.
Yes.
Andrea is my best friend. Shout out to Andrea Leslie Weddings. If you ever need a hookup, a wedding in the Scottsdale Phoenix area, she's your girl. Yeah. She deserves it.
Well,
yeah.
So this is kind of what this is supposed to be, right? Because this is a little bonus pod action for everyone. We appreciate everyone that has downloaded, subscribed, rated, and reviewed, but we thought this would be a good opportunity to sort of put in a time capsule, a bunch of things that could help, you know, anyone who's getting ready to get married here when it comes to advice, what to expect when you're expecting a wedding type situation. And so we're hopeful that can be the case. We have solicited advice from some of our favorites. We have solicited advice from some of the kind people on Twitter here. Mom has even actually sent off the work in classic Stu Gatz fashion. Mom got and crowdsourced Sydney and Ben's wedding hashtag to the masses on Twitter, because even that is for sale in this family.
It is. And I have to say, the girl who came up with it hit the nail right on
Ben
the head.
Ben doesn't even know what it is.
Ben knows
that's
what it
like,
is.
That's like, yeah. It's going to happen with most of this wedding. I don't know what even it is.
Do you know the hashtag?
Yes.
No. Yeah, he doesn't know. He just said he doesn't know.
Oh, I thought he heard me say it. At Jersey Jill came up with the hashtag, and it's going to be hashtag Sydney all about the Benjamin.
That's good, right? Yeah.
That is good.
Credit where it's due.
That's pretty good.
Talk about knowing your subject matter.
And what's the percentage of Benjamin and the money Benjamins?
Exactly.
Yeah. The higher percentage on the money, I'm sure.
50-50 split, I would say.
Yeah.
I didn't even understand it.
What do you mean?
Do you not get it?
No, I get it.
The wordplay. No, it's a wordplay.
No, yeah.
Dad, oh, yeah.
Wait, Sydney, did you really not get it?
No, I understood the hashtag. I didn't know what the fuck Dad was saying.
What percentage did you mean Ben, the guy sitting next to you, or the money, the Benjamins?
Oh, percentage of what?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Let's move on.
Ben, I'm sorry.
I know.
I started off worried about Dad.
Yeah.
Ended up even more worried about Sydney now, but... Sydney and Ben, well, first off, I love the notion of Ben walking through this entire weekend, just being as surprised by everything that's going on in the days and the events as the guests that are coming in from out of town in the next couple of
days. That one, Ben, how much have you actually, forget being involved in, how much were you actually asked your opinion where you really felt it was valued, your opinion?
Oh, well, those are two very separate questions. I think I was asked my opinion a handful of times, probably less than 10, I'd say. How much my opinion actually influenced those decisions, I mean, it couldn't have been more than one or two.
It was like three.
Well, we asked him if he wanted a band or a DJ. Yeah.
Yes, and you said band, and I said, I got you, honey, we're going to do a band, because I was really torn.
Right.
And then we went through the cake flavors together.
All the food.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I asked you what you wanted to wear. And you told me what you wanted to wear. And I said, done. I didn't even ask any questions.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those are pretty reasonable.
But, and they're important.
But I mean, how many list items were on like the
You didn't fucking doc? Care about it. Well, you said, I don't know.
Sydney's making it sound like, listen, Ben, I gave you your choice on these three things when there's 1,000 choices to be made.
He said he does not care though. Like, so why would I ask him if he doesn't give a shit?
We asked his opinion on other things and he acted very indifferent
because
about many
he knew
of them.
I asked him about wine and you would have thought I put a gun to his head
because
like
he knew you and your mother wouldn't give a shit what he thought.
We did care.
I've learned that over 34 years of marriage. Ben has learned it a lot earlier.
I did just enjoy that Sydney's like, yeah, we let Ben pick what clothes he wanted to wear. You get to pick what you eat and wear at this wedding.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Am I not merciful?
I mean, don't you guys want some of the stuff to be a surprise though, so that you get there and you go, oh wow, that's neat. As a guest.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, none of it concerns me outside of having to save the ceremony, as I am the officiant. For anyone that wasn't listening on the last podcast, I'm officiating this wedding. So I needed to know the things that go on there logistically to get to that point. I didn't need to know anything else. Speaking of the actual weekend here in question, Sydney and Ben, is there anything that you guys are actually like nervous about heading into the weekend? Is there any of that that started to come in?
I mean, I have some nerves that just don't really make sense. Like, do we have enough time allotted for our couples pictures? Will my makeup still look good at the ceremony? Like stuff like that.
Oh my God.
But, yeah.
Any concerns about anybody else but you?
Yeah. Well, you guys should be happy. I don't have concerns other than that. I'm not concerned to marry him. I trust everyone else.
Fucking like, that's good. I hope not. We're a couple days away from it.
That's true.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. Those are the only two things I'm a little nervy about.
Ben,
do you have concerns?
You know, whether or not I'm going to like, people are going to understand that I'm a part of the wedding, or people are going to understand that, or that I get like FaceTime in front of people, that I'm at the altar. People know that I'm supposed to be respected at this event.
Is that people as the podcast of the visual medium is he is just staring at Sydney while he says this.
I have a feeling that we're going to get, you know, we're hiring videographers because, you know, this is a bougie wedding and we're doing all the bells and whistles. But I have a feeling that the videographers, when we are just going to capture Sydney, when we look back on this event or watch the video. Like
you're not even calling it a wedding, you're calling it
next,
an event.
Next month, it's all just gonna be you and you slow-mo going down the aisle and you cutting the cake, and I'm just gonna be like standing behind you out of focus.
Somebody's gonna watch a video and say, who did she marry?
Yeah. Exactly. Ben is going to watch the video like that Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's like, there I am. There I am.
I recognize that one.
Hey, so Ben, of this wedding and everything that's been involved, what made you kind of shake your head the most? Like, oh my God, we're doing this.
Oh, there's fucking coordinated fireworks to when you're cutting the cake.
That's sick.
What?
Yeah, it goes off when the sword
See,
is
now
going
it's ruined
into
for
cake.
You. Now it's ruined for you.
See? Now you're going to know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You guys
I ruined
can
this
actually coordinate.
Andrea said she's going to have a little earpiece in. Again, shout out to Andrea. And when we're cutting the cake, she's going to say.
Who's we? Because I'm pretty sure it's just going to be you because this has been your dream.
And what is the one thing like outside of, because again, the conceit in all this is outside of marrying each other. Was there anything in this process that you were actually excited about for you in this wedding? Is there anything that you're looking forward to in that ceremony? Or are you really that blind to everything that's about to happen?
I think they're serving a pretty good steak after the wedding.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what I thought of when I was picking out the meal. I was like, I can't in good conscience go and not eat steak at the wedding of Ben Broniker, who is the world's foremost meat aficionado. This man has eaten more meat in the time that I've known him than I've eaten in my entire life.
It's stunning, but he prepares it so well.
He does. He does.
Yeah, I cook a good steak, right?
You do.
God, he cooks a damn good steak. So, All right. So mom and dad, I want to kick this over to you guys here because as you guys mentioned, 34 years of marriage, any advice heading into this one right now? Because we've got advice from a couple of our close friends. We've got advice from a couple people on Twitter. So, Mom, how do you want to go about this?
Well, I do want to say I missed the last pod, but I remember that from listening to it after the fact that you brought up Sarah Spain saying, sometimes you should go to bed mad and just let it simmer down. I used to think, like, I used to be one of those people who thought, got to clear the air. But I think sometimes you're better off to take a breath, go to sleep, and like wake up and discuss it in a more rational frame of mind. So
I can't do that.
I mean, sometimes it suits you better. So instead of being a hothead and just like flying off the handle.
I just can't. I can't. I don't get a good night's sleep.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either. Obviously, you don't care that if we're fighting because you sleep so well, right?
There's been times that we fought and you've gone to sleep.
That's just because I'm exhausted from working my ass off.
Dad, I'm sorry. I cannot believe for a second that you were the one laying in bed stressed out about literally anything.
It's a lie.
If it involves your mother and we're not agreeing on something, yes, it stresses me out. I'm fragile. I'm fragile.
No, you're not.
This is an out and out lie.
All right, I'm not.
This is like a constant battle about it I go through, though, because like Ben can easily just turn over and go to sleep, like literally just go to sleep immediately. I'm almost a little offended at how quickly he can just go to sleep, like after a fight. And I lay there like staring at the ceiling and I keep going, Ben, are you asleep yet?
Or I'm like on the verge of falling asleep and I just hear you.
Mikey A, what do you guys do in your house?
We go to sleep. It's better that way.
We go to sleep.
It'll just keep going and we'll just dig in more. If we go to sleep, we wake up and it's, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. It's not as big a deal. Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't like to go to bed.
I don't like to go to bed, man, but sometimes.
Oh, we haven't had done that much either.
Where did that advice come from?
Where did that start? Was it the kind of thing where people weren't waking up and they're like, oh damn, the last thing I said was
right.
A fight,
well, I think that's kind of the thought is like you don't want to like leave each other like and something happened to the other.
Because sometimes you'd wake up in the morning and I made you look at each other and go, all right, are we gonna pick up where we left off, you bitch? Or, you know, are you?
Whoa!
I'm not saying that about you. Yeah. I'm saying in general.
34 years of marriage.
This is 20 years of working for the mouse, and now he can swear on air.
So I guess that's what I asked, though. If you go to bed angry and you wake up the next morning, do you continue that discussion? Or do you just say, you know what, it's not worth it, I'm sorry, and then you never resolved anything?
I think you know if it's really, really, really important, you pick it up, but you're more level-headed. But if it was like a stupid fight.
Exactly. That's precisely my point. When you wake up or when you go to sleep and then wake up, the emotion behind the entire argument has gone. And you can just be completely rational, which is a struggle, if I'm being honest, when it comes to you having an emotionless, rational discussion.
I feel like this is couples therapy right now.
Yeah.
No, I've learned to live with it. And you'll acknowledge that openly, right?
Right.
That you highly emotional.
I'm more like, if we can go to bed without like completely hating each other or just like a little bit more civil than how the fight started, I would be okay
with
that.
What kind of fights do you think we're getting?
Yeah, I was gonna say,
we don't fight a lot.
Yeah, the shame of it is Sid looks for a reason to not be happy about something.
Oh, man.
Oh, here we go.
Don't open up that.
Yeah, before we dig too deep into this, now, we did solicit advice. I want to get to the tweets from some people that we got, but we also got some advice from a couple of friends from our past, present, other people who have been married for a while, other people who have been around our family for a while. So, Mikey A., do we have our couple of bits of advice from friends of the program here?
Yeah, I think we'll start with the better of the advice, I'll say, and we'll start with your old co-host, Trey Wingo, had this to say.
So I was asked to give some marriage advice to you guys as you get ready to take this journey together. There's really no advice that you can give Sydney because A, she wouldn't listen anyway, and B, it doesn't really matter because Ben, you're the one that's in real trouble. Two words that will make your life simple and happy. Yes, dear.
Nailed it, guys.
Yeah.
Also, can I make a note that it sounded like Wingo was walking,
which is always.
He was probably golfing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was walking.
But
on
I mean,
golf
that
course.
Guy walked so many laps around our swimming pool during quarantine. It was unreal.
I will say, too, to Ben's credit, I saw him put this advice to practice this morning. He literally called it out and said, "Watch me get my reps in." Yes, dear. And then kissed Sydney on top of the head and walked away. And everyone was Gucci.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Crushed it. Nice work.
Good advice right out of the gate. Well done.
Yeah. So now that we got the good advice from Hal Chapman Wingo out of the way here, let's dive all the way into the deep end with our friend Stu Gotts.
Hey, Sid and Ben, it's Stu Gotts on a mobile. First time, long time. Love the show. Listen, I was asked to give some wedding advice. I normally do that on Cameo at Stu Gotts. I charge $150 to Ben. Since you're family now, since you're part of the family, I'll send you an invoice, $300. All right. And you'll have plenty of money after the wedding. So don't worry about it. So $300 at Stu Gotts on Cameo. If you want wedding advice for $150, Ben, you get it here for $300. So here's my advice to you guys. Okay. Congratulations, first and foremost. Sid, keep being Sid. Sydney, do not change a thing. You're doing just fine. Sydney, you continue to be Sydney. All right. Ben needs to work around you. Ben, you know what the S in Sydney stands for? It stands for she's got you by the balls. Ben, there is nothing like signing up for a lifetime contract and giving up 50% of your stuff before you even get started. How about that? I mean, what an arrangement for you. So here's my advice, Ben, okay? Mondays through Saturdays, every second, every minute, every hour of those days, those 6 days, okay? Those are Sid's, okay? And I got to be honest, the seventh day might be Sid too. I have no idea how this is going to work out. But those 6 days, you agree with everything Sid says. You do everything she asks you to do, okay? So you can have your Sundays. Sundays, you will learn, Ben. I am 20 years into this game, okay? You will learn that Sundays will become the most important day of the week for you, all right? So you do everything you have to do to ensure your Sundays are safe. Monday through Saturday, anything Sid says, you agree with. Anything she does, you're okay with. Any amount of money she spends, eat it. Too bad, all right? Because remember, keep your eye on the prize, and the prize is Sunday. Sunday is for you to watch football, to play golf, to do whatever it is you want to do because you put in so much work for Sid Monday through Saturday, okay? And don't forget, and this is the most important part, Ben, after you're done doing whatever it is you do on Sundays, okay, make sure Sunday night you shave. Invoices in the mail.
What the hell was that?
So I have my immediate follow-up because obviously, like, Stu Gotts and Ben as human beings could not be further apart.
Right.
Right.
I can't think of a person on this planet that is less like Ben than Stu Gotts. And so Ben and Stu Gotts, I think, have very different relationships with Sunday at this point. Ben played a number of years in the NFL. He has lived those Sundays personally, running his head into people. So Ben, what would be your version of, like, Stu Gotts' perfect Sunday is getting up and playing golf, sitting around and watching football. What is your version of his Sunday?
Oh, you know, I think, have you heard of those anechoic chambers, those chambers where they're designed to absorb all the noise?
The fuck are you talking about?
In the surrounding. It's a box of complete silence. You just sit there.
Yeah.
And you can hear nothing from the outside. You can only hear the sounds that you're making. That's perfect silence. And I think that's the Sunday.
Now, I would have thought you would have said gaming with your brother Noah all day.
Wow.
In a box in perfect silence. Yeah.
In the silence box.
Yes.
In the anaconda box.
In the silence box. What happens in the silence box stays in the silence box.
Yeah. Seems a little fucking sketchy to me.
I'm not going to lie. We need to get, like, I don't know what it takes. Ben, my gift to you will be finding a way to craft the perfect silence box for you to have so that on whatever day you choose, Ben can just walk in there and we'll always know, hey, where's Ben? Silence box day. Guy yeah. needs a silence box day. I don't know what he does in there. I don't want to know what he does in there. I don't need to know what he does in there. I just need to know that he's in there loving his silence box.
It locks from the inside.
And that's you didn't even have to make it, Mike. It could be any room in the house with the inside on the door on the outside said, Sydney, keep out.
No. This box really like makes it devoid of sound. Dad.
No dogs barking. Right. No, nothing.
So do you want him to just neglect his family? Is that what you're asking?
That's his one day.
That's his day. Yeah.
Sid just vetoed Sundays.
Yeah. Sundays. Silence box is off the table.
Wow. Right,
well, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Tremendous advice from Stu Gotts and Trey. Ben, I'm sorry you're out $300 here. I don't need to tell you, but that's just how this stuff works. Mom, did we get any better? So you threw this out to the timeline in addition to the hashtag. You also got some advice and questions from people?
Yeah, we did. I'm going to start with this one from Gouda Bullis. I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
There we go.
When is Mike Jr. getting married?
See, now I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to do this. This was your dad. I was leaving this alone. I was like, this is for Sydney and Ben. We don't need to nag Mike about getting married. I just want you to know that. Wasn't on my paper at all.
What's your answer?
Mom Venmo'd dad outside of this is like, I need you to be the one.
No, I did not.
When it's much like Dwayne Wade said in one of the more iconic This Is Sports Center commercials, when it's ready.
When it's ready.
Yep.
Is there a relative you're worried about coming up to you at the wedding, Mike, and doing the whole, so when are you going to get married thing outside of your mom?
Oh gosh.
Man, an immediate relative. No, because honestly, the one that would like maybe prompt a little bit of that would be my dad's mom, my grandma Kate. But I learned at the last wedding that I was at, my cousin Greg's wedding, that I am in fact the favorite grandchild right now. My grandma Kate, who I didn't, you know, wasn't always on board with me having tattoos. I wasn't sure how she felt about that. Saw me at the last wedding. I had my dress shirt rolled up. Tattoos were out everywhere. And she like stopped me and she's like, you're like an Adonis. You look great right now. Like, and someone brought up the single thing and she goes, oh, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen. I was like, all right, Grandma Kate, like we have really found an ally in a place where I thought there might've been some pressure applied. So number one in the grandchild power rankings. How about that?
Well, the next podcast, you'll have to let us know who was the first person that came up to you and said that to you.
It'll probably be one of my friends.
Do you think?
Probably. Oh,
God, it'll probably be mom.
No, yeah.
This is a great day. So when's it going to happen for you?
Yeah, after you get drinks in you.
Yeah, a couple Aperol spritzes. Mom has no filter.
Mom's going to smell an Aperol spritz and have a BAC of 0.09.
Stop it. Ben, I have a question for you.
All right.
At Factor 71, RJN said, who are you most scared of in the Golic family?
Oh, I know the answer.
They gave the choices of Mike Sr., Jake or Mike.
Yeah.
It's neither of those.
Yeah, we know where it's going. Go ahead. You can say it.
We're all Chris, too.
It's Chris, without a doubt.
Yeah. What has scared What has scared you the most about her?
I mean,
what situation?
I think the situation is she wakes up in the morning, she walks out, and I'm sitting there reading a book or something like that, and There was one time I was scared for my life. I said good morning to her and she didn't say it back.
I didn't hear you.
And that's your opinion. I heard what I heard. I think I reached my phone and texted Sid. It was like, today's going to be a doozy. Just stay in there as long as you can. Your mom didn't answer me.
Ben, I say good morning to you every morning when you come out.
After that, though.
And you didn't say it that day. Thus why he is terrified.
I think
Ben, if anything deviates from the norm, we all assume we need to be on high alert.
I mean, I've told her she's the temperature of the family, right?
Yes, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. She gets in these moods where she cleans and it's silently and it's seems like there's a little bit of anger behind everything.
There's a little bit of
I just gotta leave. I just gotta
see what I'm doing here. Why can't somebody else do this as well?
Yep. Ben, does your mom not do that?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I thought all moms were like that.
No, you're special.
Not just
you're
special. Mom.
You're special. I think Ben also said that morning when she didn't say good morning back, Ben was like, I'm packing up and leaving.
I'm going. Get my suitcase out and get ready to go. Don't know what's going to happen today.
This is why I laughed at the notion that dad was worried going to bed when mom was dad. Because I remember growing up when I'd come home and the exact situation Ben described. And I'd ask dad, like, what's wrong with mom? He goes, oh, she's just mad. And he would just walk away. Like, he'd walk into another room and go load up whatever 2008's version of his iPad was and watch whatever 2008's version of Hell on Wheels was and just drift off into the ether.
All I got to say is if she went to bed mad, she may kill me in my sleep.
That's a fair point.
Does anybody think that's out of the realm of possibility?
I am not that scary.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Onward.
Okay.
A few people asked what the father-daughter dance song is.
The father-daughter dance is Darius Rucker, It Won't Be Like This for Long. So, and Darius will be a guest at the wedding. He is coming to the wedding. We have told him, because the first dance for them, Ben and Sydney, is a Darius Rucker song. We have told Darius he does not, he is a guest. He doesn't have to do any more than that. It's possible he may sing. It's possible he may not. It'll be up to that day of what happens, but that would be something. But both the father-daughter and the first dance for the bride and groom are Darius Rucker songs. So that's pretty cool.
No pressure, Darius. Just make our dreams come true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be kind of hard for him when 150 some odd people are just staring at him while the song starts playing. It's like,
you don't think more people have stared at him when his own song is playing?
Well, usually he's singing
usually he's singing it and it's going to be like, oh, your song's on. What are you going to do here, D? Like,
how do you think the wedding singer feels? He's going to sing Darius Rucker's song with Darius Rucker staring at him.
That's true.
Well, we actually might have a little fun with Darius later in the night.
Don't give it all up, bro.
No, don't.
I did not. I was, if you let me finish, it was a tease.
If I let you finish, you're going to blow the whole
thing. I was not going to say the song or what it was going to happen. I just said we may have a little fun with him.
It would be my goal to get Darius drunk and boo the wedding singer while he was doing it.
Oh,
yeah. That would be something.
Also, we would just do the recorded version. We would never make the wedding singer sing.
I was saying to Dad last night, the song that you and Ben are dancing to is an unreleased song at this point.
Yes.
Yeah, so you guys will literally be the first people to ever dance to that song.
I'm saying it should be the music video, but that's just me.
Mention it to the videographer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So. Something about the wedding day at the penalizer. These are horrible.
Just don't.
The penalizer?
Yeah, it's the penalizer because I had it on my list too.
At the penal lizard.
Penal lizard. Says don't jam cake in each other's face. Was that a thought you guys were going to do, or are you going to wait till the day
see? She'd be so pissed.
I'd be pissed. Yeah. Get it all in my mouth, but do not get it on my fucking face.
Don't mess up my makeup.
Yeah.
Your mother shoved it up my nose.
Yeah,
that can't happen.
That sounds rough.
It was the angle. I mean, he's just taller, so.
Yeah. So. Whatever.
We did get a little of advice from people on Twitter too. One guy said, make sure to eat or drink when you arrive at the reception so that because you'll get caught up talking to people and whatnot. Make sure
I'm going to be hammered. So.
Okay.
Hydration is key.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And I feel like for Ben's purposes in this, because I've been at weddings where I have not even like sat down to eat because I've been so dialed into what's going on. And I'm not the person who's got every relative coming up to them. I feel like we're going to have like a time where we put up like a velvet rope around Ben where he's allowed to eat the steak and eat some cake at his table, and yeah. no one will get his version of the silent box at this wedding reception. Where he can
that would make my dreams come true. Please do go. That.
Done. All right, there we go. Ben's silent box That's for good. The wedding reception.
I like that.
We need a little do not disturb while he's eating his meal. Yep.
That is good.
I have worked over 200 weddings in my life.
As a wedding dancer.
As a wedding dancer. And still waiting for my check. And every single wedding planner has told the bride and groom, we are going to take you away at one point to get you a meal. And not one has done it.
Yeah.
So that steak you were talking about, Ben, I hope you get it to go, man.
So I'm just looking at the timeline. I'm hopeful, but I feel like we should just put a little like electric fence up in front of our
cocktail hour. Cocktail hour is where you got to get yours.
We just
because they'll bring you your own trays.
We get all the guys
during cocktail hour.
We get all the guys in the wedding party, and we have them like a security detail around Ben. And if people come over,
great idea.
That is good.
Sorry.
Eating a steak right now. Yep, that's a great idea, Mikey.
This is some
guys.
This is some serious kind of home advice from @PurpleHaze27. Don't build a deck on your house. Go patio, much less maintenance.
Tell them why.
If you go deck, go composite. Otherwise, you'll be staining every other year and hating your life. We did that.
We did. Yeah, Mikey just did it.
Hated doing it.
Nightmare.
Uh-huh.
So don't build a deck. Go patio. What do you think of that, Ben?
Yeah, I like it. Good patio option.
And you got to spend the money on the composite wood right out of the gate.
I don't really understand the difference between a patio and a deck.
Well, patio is basically like usually just concrete or brick. A deck is like what we had in Connecticut. It's wood. But if you do go deck, you want to go composite.
What's that?
It's a type of, it's not wood.
It's like Trex deck?
Yeah. This is for Ben anyway. One you have to stain, the other you don't have to stain. So.
Yeah, it's good looking out there, Purple Haze.
That is.
Mikey A., what do you have?
Me, I've got nothing but grass.
Grass, okay. That's a good way to
also
go.
Also good, yeah.
Yep, that's a good way to go.
Also, the dogs would chew the wooden deck.
The wood deck, yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't stand a chance with them, so.
Right.
Bulldog jowls.
Matt Riley 319, Ben, has an important question for you that none of us have asked you. What is your favorite little Debbie if you're going to fit into this family?
I already know the answer, and I don't know if I'm particularly okay with it. I mean, it's fine, but
let's hear what he says.
I'm not as well versed in the little Debbie verse as everybody here is, so I don't know like all of the available options to choose from, but there is one that is pretty memorable, and I know that Sid doesn't.
It's like good, that. But I just don't think it's like up there.
It's a cosmic brownie.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Everyone's disappointed in that answer.
Was this something you had? Like, because generally for me, the little Debbies that ring true are the ones that I had in like school lunches.
Yep.
Where you met the cosmic brownie.
Yes. Although I do remember many a time in my youth eating what are the Swiss cake rolls?
Yes,
those are really good. I enjoy taking them apart.
There's a pretend.
Yes. Gotta take them apart.
You have
there
to.
There you go.
There's
so I'm in.
Better.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Would there be a lot of when Mike, even you were in grade school, or the two of you? Would there be a lot of trading at lunch of food? Did you do much of that or no?
I have to be honest. I didn't trade much because I had the best shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like mom fed us like pre-diabetics.
Stop it. I just wanted lunch to be enjoyable. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was bad for me too. Cause I was the girl thrown in this situation and you were whipping up like monkey bread at 6 o'clock in the morning, 4 days a week.
I was trying to get Jake to gain weight, any kind of weight. Sorry.
Years later, we find petrified peanut butter sandwiches hidden in houseplants by Jake for years.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Because
if you told Jake to do anything, he wasn't going to do it.
Nope. It's so true.
Which is amazing because Jake is a pretty well-functioning member of society.
He really is. I mean, he is.
He just didn't want to go with the flow when he was a teenager.
No, he did not.
That's why I have a head of gray hair. So,
all right, this is from @RocksNoSalt10. After being married for 27 years, advice, if you want to argue, do it naked. It's hard to stay mad for very long. Congrats.
Do you want a response to that or no?
What do you think?
Well, it seems like the advice that people give about speaking in front of a crowd where you picture them in their underwear.
Right.
Is it? Because I took a different approach on that.
What?
I know. I was trying to divert it away from that for my own sanity.
Seeing everybody sit around naked?
Well, no, because you guys are ignoring like the obvious.
Sex, the sex.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, okay.
Did you guys not think like.
Did you not think about that?
Yeah, I did think about it, but I just moved on from it then.
I don't think about sex.
All right, well, I'm going to back
it. He thinks about me.
I'm done with this question.
Oh, my God.
Please, God, ask another question.
Yes.
Jim asked, hey, Big Mike, does this mean she's almost off the books?
Yeah, people asked, are you giving up the credit card?
That shit don't expire for a few more years.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be a ceremony in its own right.
As long as I am contributing to my father's social media and helping him with day-to-day things for his work, I'm not giving it up.
The city's a paid employee, and that's the corp card.
Yeah.
That's the corp card, man.
Sydney does one Instagram post for me and bills me for $25,000.
You know, well, because you get frustrated. You're like, take my phone and do it. So like, right. Yeah, I do deserve that.
I have acknowledged that you are the keeper of my Instagram and my Twitter.
And now I am the keeper of your credit card.
Each post is not $25,000.
Social media is pretty important these days.
Listen, just ask Shefty.
Shout out to Adam. $9 a year.
Uh-huh. He secured the bag.
Get it how you live.
Yeah.
This is some really good advice here. Let me find who this at Fuego Blanco. Number one rule for advice on marriage is the number one rule for advice on children. If they're not your family, ignore it. Everyone always wants to tell you how they would approach every situation. Boy, that's so true. I like that.
And actually, Ben's mom gave me that advice we don't obviously have kids yet, but she was like, when you have kids, she was like, just do whatever you think is right. And she's like, everyone's going to have something to say. And she's like, you just do whatever you think is right. And I think that applies to life.
Yeah.
We're watching that happen with Jake and Jenny right now.
Yes, we are.
It's tough to watch, if we're being honest.
Make sure you get your sleep now.
Yeah, like you could build up sleep. How great would it be if you could bag sleep? Man.
It would be great. Oh, Sydney, tell the story of what Jenny calling us the other day.
Jenny was just having a day.
She's six months pregnant.
Yeah.
She's like six and a half. And she sends me a selfie of herself just looking beat to shit. She doesn't look good. I'm going to be honest. Man. She looks sad.
She made it look that way, too.
For context, before anyone gets out of pocket, Jenny sent to our family group chat today with the caption, me in labor, a video of a cow rocketing a baby calf out of its cow parts.
Yeah, so I'm not being...
Birth canal.
Yeah.
So she just texted me and she was like, I'm having a really bad day. Like, I just feel fat. I feel tired. She was like, I'm so tired and he's not even here yet. And then she FaceTimes me once she knows that I'm answering. And she just starts sobbing, but like sobbing and laughing at the same time. Like she's kind of slap happy. And like, I don't know what the fuck to say to her. I'm not pregnant. So I'm like, why don't you go for a walk? And she's like, I literally just walked in the door from a walk. And I was like, why don't you go lay down? And she was like, cause he's fucking kicking me all the time. I can't sleep. And just keeps crying and crying and crying. And it was horrible.
She keeps saying she smells all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said she smells really, really bad.
She said she took three showers that day and she said she thought it was Chip smelling and she realized it was her. So I've never experienced anybody smelling bad while they were pregnant.
Listen, even if you smell bad, I wasn't going to say anything.
Did I smell bad?
Yeah.
I feel like this is also not surprising for Jen.
No. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jake and Jen, who, if anyone hasn't noticed by this point, aren't here. They are in transit and Jenny's probably busy screaming at her reflection in the mirror. So
Jenny is having the hardest time because if there's one of us who likes to be in control of their body, it's Jenny. And when you're pregnant, let's face it, like you just lose all control.
And as I've been talking to Jenny, because while I'm officiating this wedding, Jenny is the matron of honor. And so she's in charge of giving a speech at this wedding. And I've been texting her about it. We've been riffing on some stuff. And all she said was, I really wish I could be drunk during this. It would make it so much easier. So she's also got to go through this process of normal pregame nerves completely sober.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's tough.
Speaking of that, how are you feeling about being the officiating? Are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah. I got a draft in the works already. I've done some tinkering. I've sent it out to some people to make sure that, you know, the stuff lands right here. You know, I've got it at I think a realistic runtime is like a tight 15 minutes.
Love that.
It's probably good with the walk-in of everybody and everything. It'll be 20, 25 minutes. So.
Well, walk-in of everybody?
You're going to be standing there, right?
You'll be standing there. Mm-hmm. I just was using the general term of...
Oh, no, you actually do get to walk in with your parents.
Yes,
so you're
that's
welcome.
True. Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good thank to you know, Andrew. Huh, Ben?
Yeah.
So merciful. Ben, you will be acknowledged by the officiant in this wedding. I can't promise you much else, but... I can promise you that you are a central character in the ceremony that I have, you know, crafted for the wedding here.
I greatly appreciate that.
That and the silent box will be my gift to Ben for this. All right. Dad, are we out of advice on that one?
I think we're good. I think we've covered a lot of area here and found out a few things. I'm good.
It's time for it to start happening.
Yeah. Time for the partying to start.
Yes.
Exactly. This is Mom's Super Bowl. This is it.
It is.
That's very true.
We went to Costco on Sunday. We bought $1,000 worth of alcohol for Thursday night.
Yeah.
So
just a little insight of how the weekend's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
So one thing I've always said, a Golic party will not lack food or booze ever. And if it does, shame on us.
Shame on us, yes.
That will not happen.
Can't happen.
There we
not
go.
On my watch.
Nope.
All right.
All right, let's go party.
Yep.
We've got it all planned here. God help everyone involved here. Ben and Sid will be enjoying their honeymoon probably the next time we do this. So we'll give everyone the time to take a breather, detox, and celebrate the big day. So thank you to everyone who tweeted in, who offered up advice, who has listened to this podcast and has become invested in the big day. Download, subscribe, and review. Leave us a 5-star rating. We'll get back to reading those on normal circumstances. But for now, we got to go get this couple married. So as always, we're sorry in advance.
I'm not.
I'm not.
What?